USA Radio News.
Evangelist leader Franklin Graham has a message for everyone on Christmas Day.
So I would encourage people this Christmas, pause for a moment and just thank God for His blessings. And even though we may be going through something difficult, I can promise you there are other people going through things that are more difficult. But we can certainly just thank Him for all that He's given to us and His blessings on us. And so just thank Him this Christmas. And I want to do that right now, is to say, God, thank you for life. Thank you for my family. And thank you for my friends.
On this Christmas Day, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jennie-O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 429 people are now dead from a tsunami in Indonesia. Stephen McAndrew is head of emergency operations for the International Federation of Red Cross. He tells ABC's Good Morning America they're still trying to rescue folks.
So we are holding out full hope. We have seen, I personally have seen people that have been rescued in some of our Red Cross earthquake operations up to 11 days after the event.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The holidays are a time when many folks can be celebrating the season with their families and friends, but for some, it can be a depressing time filled with sad memories and times that we don't want to remember. Vanya Erickson's father suffers from PTSD. What she was able to do was take some of her research, put it in a book. The book is titled Boot Language. I had a chance to talk with Vanya, and one of the first questions I asked her was, what are some of the symptoms and why do people suffer from PTSD around the holidays?
The holidays being a time in which people reflect and they think about their childhood, and they tend to gather together and see people perhaps they haven't seen in a while. This is a time which is kind of a hotbed for folks who suffer from PTSD to find it more difficult to manage the time. And often it comes in the form of self-medicating as a result of it, too much alcohol, drugs, whatever it happens to be, anger, arguments, flaring. And it's something to notice and to be aware of. I know there are many families who do not experience PTSD, but by and large, most folks have experienced some form of trauma, some sadness, some grief, and this is the time in which it seems to be highlighted.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.